This is typically a quiet time of year on college campuses. Students go home for winter break. Dorms and dining halls go dark. But at Westchester University, just outside Philadelphia, a couple dozen students will remain on campus through the holidays. And as Keystone Crossroads reporter Avi Wolfman-Arendt tells us, they're part of a program trying to shift the way colleges think about serving their neediest students.
College sophomore Princess Hill was 22 years old when she got evicted from one of the few steady homes she's ever had.
I went to open the door and it was locked, like I couldn't get back in. So I was like, oh, this is real, real, like they really is gone.
Hill grew up in Philadelphia and says she left her childhood home for the first time when she was 9 because of sexual abuse. As a kid, she spent most of her time bouncing around among friends and family, where she didn't always feel welcome. After graduating high school, she worked odd jobs to pay for an apartment with her boyfriend, and that felt like home.
It's not like I had to live with someone every day, and they're like, oh, get out of my house, get the F out, or, you know, treating me bad. It was like, this was mine.
In the spring of 2017, though, they fell behind on rent, and their landlord kicked them out. Around the same time, Hill's cousin helped her apply to Westchester University, and she got in.
I was so hyped.
But not totally sure what to do next.
As far as books and far as like tuition, I really didn't know what I was going to do. I just was going with the flow.
When fellow Westchester student Ash Larkin was about to start classes, he had an even darker thought.
I'm ruined. Like, I'm not going to have a career. I'm going to be a failure in life.
Larkin says his mom had kicked him out of their house in suburban Philadelphia just as college was about to begin.
You know, I called the college. I was trying so badly not to cry.
Luckily, Westchester has supports for students like Hill and Larkin. The school's Promise program offers scholarships and year-round housing to homeless students or students transitioning from foster care. There's even a point person on campus whose job is to keep tabs on students in the program.
And then they told me, and I was so relieved. And then I did cry, but it was relief and happiness because I wasn't going to fail in life.
Just a few years ago, programs like the Promise program basically didn't exist on Pennsylvania's college campuses, says Sarah Wash.
So the work really is brand new.
Wash works at the University of Pennsylvania and tracks which colleges have programs specifically for foster youth. Right now, there are just 6 in the state, but another 9 are in development.
We are seeing a growing number of campuses interested in doing this work.
And why? Temple researcher Sarah Goldrick-Rabb says it's simple.
It's not because colleges are becoming social service agencies and trying to become the parents of these students. It's because they want them to graduate.
According to a survey Goldrick-Rabb did of 43,000 college students, about 9% say they're homeless, and about a third say they're housing insecure. She says colleges have to figure out the best way to keep poor students in school.
And the college should care about that because it affects their bottom line. It affects their graduation rate. It affects whether that student's going to repay their debt. And so that's the reason for colleges to take a moment and just ask themselves, you know, do we have a bunch of antiquated practices here that we could, with a little bit of effort, begin to update?
Keeping dorms open during winter and summer breaks is a small step in that direction. Princess Hill says winter breaks on campus can be lonely. She gets meals from the campus food pantry and spends most of her time in the dorm or at the library. Given her turbulent family life, she's used to lackluster holiday seasons.
I'm kind of getting numb to it now, so when the holidays come for me personally, it's just another day.
But unlike a lot of other days in her life, she now has a roof over her head.
This is the first time in my life I don't have to worry about where I'm going to live or if I'm going to be living in a house with somebody who may rape or hurt me, you know? Like, this is literally the first time I'm, like, safe.
And it's also the first time she's felt inspired in the classroom. Hill has a 3.6 GPA and is majoring in psychology and social work so she can help kids like her. But it all starts with staying in college and, for her, staying on campus. Avi Wolfman-Arendt, Keystone Crossroads.